WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The big movie opening this week is The Avengers. But since it wasn't screened beforehand for critics, John Powers reviews a small new film and the re-release of a classic.
At one time or another, nearly all filmmakers are tempted by autobiography. But it's a tricky thing to pull off. Most attempts fail from a lack of perspective. The filmmaker can't distinguish what's genuinely alive about the past from what remains vivid only to them. That's part of the problem with Tamara Jenkins' debut, The Slums of Beverly Hills, a semi-autobiographical comedy that premiered at Cannes earlier this year. It's 1976, the great year of change for 15-year-old Vivian Abramowitz, played by Natasha Lyonne. Her breasts are growing like melons, she has her first love affair, and she bonds with an older cousin, played by Marissa Tomei, whose druggy, man-driven life is an ongoing cautionary tale. Even as her inner life's going berserk, Vivian and her two brothers are dragged between dingy apartments by their struggling father, Murray, beautifully played by Alan Arkin, a divorced car dealer who insists on living in the poor section of Beverly Hills so his kids can go to good public schools. In telling this story, Jenkins clearly aims to show how a teenage girl has to deal with her changing body, both physically and psychologically. Unfortunately, Jenkins' handling of this theme never gets much deeper than jocular scenes about emerging womanhood, such as the one when Vivian and her dad go to buy her first brassiere.
She needs more than a training bra, I can tell you that.
It happened, I tell you, overnight. She got stacked just like a mother.
God,
doesn't that feel secure? You're a perfect C.
Look at me. I'm like deformed.
What are you talking? You're healthy. Some girls have one breast, one size, and one another. You have to get them custom made. Specialty stores, that's expensive. You've been blessed. Breasts are wonderful.
Slums of Beverly Hills labors so desperately to be a wacky comedy about a girl's coming of age that Jenkins seems unaware that there's nothing especially compelling about the brassy Vivian. In fact, the one truly memorable character is her father, Murray, a man in his late 50s who's lonely, blustering, sexually needy, concerned for his kids, and clinging to the tatters of the American dream. Each time he comes on screen, the movie takes on a new resonance, for it's bursting with Jenkins' deeply conflicted tenderness toward her old man. Her memory of her father is far sharper and more profound than her memories of her own earlier self. Of course, memories deceive critics, too. I've spent years remembering Fellini's 1957 Knights of Cabiria as an okay movie with a great performance by his wife, Giulietta Masina. But after seeing the newly restored print that's currently traveling around the country, I realize I've had it precisely backwards. Masina plays Cabiria, a shabby prostitute with a shabby fur stole who lives and works on the shabby outskirts of Rome. A chaplain-esque innocent despite her profession, Cabiria wants nothing more than to transcend, if only a little, her fallen world. Fellini portrays her destiny in a series of 5 episodes, which range from a comparatively cheerful encounter with a movie star to a hauntingly beautiful scene in which Cabiria, under the spell of a music hall hypnotist, acts out a romantic fantasy before a derisive audience. Time after time, she looks for something more in life, only to find the world slapping her down. It's a beautiful film, one of Fellini's finest. The great Federico hadn't yet grown into the gaudy mythomaniac of the 60s and 70s, and he tells Cabiria's story with a buoyant touch and a wonderful feel for the stark, even ratty landscapes of an outsider's Rome. In fact, Fellini's only serious mistake is the way he indulges the clown-faced Masina, whose performance, far from being unabashedly great, is often pure ham. Each time she's supposed to be earthy, she telegraphs her emotions so nakedly that I felt I was watching an old TV skit starring Carol Burnett. But in the second half of the film, Masina begins to mute her performance, and by the final, unforgettable close-up, when Cabiria faces, then rises above, the true agony of her life, she achieves a moment of extraordinary purity and pathos. At the moment of her greatest heartbreak and betrayal, Masina's Cabiria achieves a miraculous state of existential grace. She proves her humanity not by becoming wised up, but by accepting the hard truth of her life, and then heading down the road with her heart still open to the world.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. Knights of Cabiria is currently showing in New York and San Francisco and opens soon in Boston, Chicago, Seattle, and Philadelphia.